Hey everyone, it's Mary DeMuth with Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the scriptures verse by verse. I want to start off with a huge thank you to Gina Weiss, one of my Patreon sponsors. And the folks who sponsor the Pray Every Day show through Patreon are really what keeps this show on the air. So if you're interested and you've been blessed by this show, hop on over to patreon.com/prayeveryday. That's patreon.com, Pray Every Day. And consider becoming one of our sponsors. We have lots of expenses here, and this is what helps keep it on the air. So again, thank you, Gina Weiss, for all of your help. Today we are reading through the Sermon on the Mount. We're continuing that in Matthew 6 in verses 16 through 18 in the New American Standard Version of the Bible. And it says this: "Whenever you fast, do not put on a gloomy face as the hypocrites do, for they neglect their appearance so that they will be noticed by men when they are fasting. Truly, I say to you, they have their reward in full. But you, when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face so that your fasting will not be noticed by men, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you." Mind if I pray for you? Jesus, thank you for another day. Thank you that even though there's injustice in the world and we see things that aren't as they should be, that we do have a great hope. We are looking forward to the new heavens and the new earth. We're looking forward to that time when our tears will be wiped away. We're looking forward to the time of justice. And we're also looking forward to that era of grace, of living fully free. And so, Lord, for those who are struggling today to find that peace, I pray you would grant it in Jesus' name. And Lord, I thank you so much for these verses about fasting, because there's so much more to it than just fasting. This is about spiritual pride. And Lord, I know I'm guilty of it. I know there have been times where I want people to notice me for my Christianity, or notice me for my ability to be spiritual or whatever. And Father, I just in this moment right now, as I have this time, I ask for your forgiveness. And I pray that you would help me to be humble and to receive from you and realize that you're the great part of my life, that you're the splendid power within, and I'm just that clay pot. But Lord, help us all to push against that desire to be noticed. And Lord, in all of that, I think deeper is this desire that we're noticed by you. And so, Lord, thank you so much that you notice us. Thank you that you are the God who sees, and help us to be satisfied with knowing that you see us, that you notice us, that you see what's going on in our hearts, that you see those hidden things that we do that no one else sees that are good. And Lord, I'm so thankful that you are the God of the secret place, that you are the God of the secret. And Lord, I know that there are many people listening today that have secrets that are negative secrets. And Father, I pray you give them the unction and the ability and safe people to let that secret out. But there's also people listening today who have good secrets, who have been overlooked, and yet they are doing good things. And they feel like nobody notices or nobody cares. And Lord, your scripture today says that you notice and you care. And you will reward those who do things in secret, and that you see all of it. And so, Lord, I pray for those who are discouraged today about, you know, they've done good things, they haven't been noticed, and yet you notice them. So I pray you give us this holy satisfaction in knowing that you are there, that you see us, and that you will reward us. I know I've kind of repeated that a few times, Lord, but I know you hear me, and you empathize with all of us, because you sent your Son, Jesus, to live that perfect life on this earth and to have that great empathy for us, which is so great. He truly understands. Lord, help us to live for not for the quick reward that happens here on earth, grabbing our glory here on terra firma, but that we would live for the glory that is to come, that we would sow into our lives in such a way that we would reap a harvest and the eternal kingdom on the other side. And so, Lord, for those who are discouraged today, and that seems to be the word of the day, discouraged, help us to remember that nothing we do in this kingdom is wasted, that there will be a reward for our labor. And really, Jesus, this is all about you. We do this for you. We live for you. And Lord, for those who are fasting today, because there's a high chance that someone listening today is fasting, I pray that you would help them have a happy face and not a gloomy face, and that you would speak to them in the midst of their fast. And I pray all of this in the powerful, amazing, beautiful name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. And my hope for you is that today would be a day of focus, a day of joy, and a day of really finding God in the midst of the mundane. Brother Lawrence, if you ever want to read a great book, Practice the Presence of God, he learned how to praise God in the midst of the mundane, and he prayed all day long, and he's such a great example for all of us. And he also kept those short accounts with God, and he also didn't live with this thing over his head. Like, if he felt like he did something wrong, he confessed it and God forgave it and he moved on. And some of you need to hear that today. You're holding something over your head today. You need to let that go because Jesus is not holding it over you. So have an amazing day, and you are wonderfully loved.